Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio with me, and then online we have Vinny Two Tanks, who's fresh from the Maldives, and Tokyo. That was his layover. We talked about that in hour one. And Eric Douglas, booksbyeric.com, he's with us right now as well. And, you know, last week we had Eric on the show. We talked a little bit about his books and things and the fact that his story of working through his five-way bypass surgery and his return to diving was a precursor for me, or he was contagious, and I caught his disease, and here I am 3 weeks later. But I'm doing good, and Eric's doing even better, and he's been documenting his journey back to diving. He's already been back in the water, literally, what, it's been, what, about three, 4 weeks thereabouts when
about
you made
three
your first
weeks from the first one, and actually went again on Tuesday.
Oh, there you go. Okay. So I want to talk to you about what it felt like. Did this feel like your first dive all over again, or did it just feel like, you know, all right, well, let's go do another dive? It just felt like, well, you know, getting back on a bicycle or something.
I'll answer that in a second, but if I gave heart disease to you, mm-hmm. then CJ, you better be looking out for yourself, because you're sitting there right beside him.
I know. You might get he might rub off on me.
Yeah, I'm going to cough on you.
No, so seriously, Greg, it was all of the above, to be honest. Yeah. It was, in one sense, it was just another dive, and it was jumping back on a bicycle after a long layoff. It kind of felt like I've done this a million times before, and it just felt good.
Yeah, comfortable.
On the other hand, it did. There was in the back of my head the whole, wow, for the last 6 months, I've been dealing with, I've been healing from just about the most major surgery you can have. Mm-hmm. And it, in a sense, it was relief because it was, I've put all that behind me. I can return, in my mind, I can return back to normal life. And it was relief. It was like, wow, okay,
I'm
here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Eric had five-way bypass. I had a one-way bypass. Didn't even get a three-way out of it. But they both, in both situations, they cracked our chest open. They, right down the middle there.
And my less than attractive joke is I refer to it as being cut open with a hatchet. I mean, that's the way it felt like for a while. It just hurt.
Mine's kind of numb. Right, you're all right. It's just okay. And he said that when they do that, it kind of severs the nerves in your chest. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know if that'll be from here on out. But he said, your boobs might feel a little, your man boobs might feel a little numb.
It's gotten better for me, but I still have a little numbness myself.
Okay.
Kind of like when a woman gets a bad implant.
Is that what it is?
They get numb.
Mm, okay. Well, anyway.
I wouldn't know.
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't know either. But now I kind of have a sense of what it might be like, so I can relate better. Anyway, did they tell you? Did the docs tell you that you needed to, expect a different kind of feeling when you're underwater with that, or to be on the lookout for anything in particular, or what?
You know, no, they really didn't address that at all. And I think Dr. Ebersol, Doug Ebersol, was talking about this. The motivation for going through all the exercise and being cleared to dive again doesn't really have a whole lot to do with the diving as much as they want to make sure that you have the exercise capacity to respond to a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not so much that diving is going to be any different, other than just the relief of getting back to it and the thrill of getting back to it.
Yeah.
But in the back of my head, as I was making my first dive, I'm thinking to myself, you know, and I was in a lake, you know, so the conditions were easy and all that. But I was thinking, okay, do I have the, if I got in trouble, if something happened, could I kick back to the beach? Could I do whatever I needed to do? Could I rescue my dive buddy? And that's kind of the underlying issues that the doctors are trying to address with making you jump through hoops before you get back in the water, to make sure you're physically fit enough to do the dives and to respond to a problem in case something arises. Mm-hmm. 'Cause the last thing you need to do is then go out and have a heart attack or just fail to do what you're trying to do.
Right. Yeah. You don't want that. Heart attack would be bad. Yeah. I don't know that. I don't know if it, you know, the first few days of the surgery and recovery, I was so much out of it. Some of this stuff, I don't know if I just kind of dreamt it. But I thought I remember him saying, like, you know, when I was talking to him, like, how soon can I get back to diving and what can I expect and that kind of thing. You know, he said, you could do it all. He says, you know, we got to be careful to make sure there's no air pockets or things like that that form when they sew you back up or bones form or what. Does that make any sense or does that ring true with anything you heard?
It does to a degree, but most of that will go, you can't do anything for a couple months until your breastbone heals, till your sternum heals anyway.
Yeah.
If there's any air pockets like that, those will be absorbed back into the body. It's not like you're going to be more likely to get decompression sickness or anything like that because of possible bubbles in your chest cavity.
Right.
But that's certainly something they look for in the first few days afterwards to make sure that there's not, you don't embolize. Same thing we worry about with diving, but just in a more traditional sense, getting in a big bubble of air into your circulatory system and then having a stroke, basically.
I don't want that. No.
These are all bad things. We try to avoid them.
Yes.
But no, you know, most of that is just the standard healing process. For me, the going back to getting back in the water, and I've written about that as well, but getting back in the water was a relief of, and it was also kind of a vindication of, they told me I couldn't do something, and I don't like to be told I can't do something.
What, they told you could not get back to diving?
Well, they told me I couldn't until I jumped through these hoops.
Oh, I got you. Okay. So that was the challenge
to get
yourself in shape to make sure you could do what they said and not a problem.
Exactly. And then I didn't want it to be a close thing either. I didn't want the doctor to look at me and say, well, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to blast through their hurdles and there not be any question in anyone's mind that I was ready to get back to it.
Yeah, yeah. So did you far exceed that minimum stress test thing that you had to do?
The Bruce test? I did everything they wanted me to, and I was still vertical and moving. So, yeah, they didn't hesitate to sign the form.
Yeah. Now, you know, Mr. Ebersol, who we had on last week, the cardiologist diver, he offered to do the
Bruce protocol, right.
Bruce protocol stress test. He offered that to do that for me on Scuba Radio Live. Talk about pressure. Holy crap.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a little extra added pressure.
Yeah.
Protocol is tough. If you haven't seen the final stage of it is
you're huffing and puffing, ready to puke.
It's 4.2 miles an hour, which is a really fast walk, slow jog.
Okay.
But it's at a 16% grade... 16% grade on the treadmill. So that's a really steep hill. It's tough. I mean, you're not going to be talking on the air if you're doing this.
Well, if somebody I have a voice like this, who wants to hear me anyway?
Well, fair enough. but that's true every day, isn't it?
True. True. Very true. Yeah. But I don't know. We got to figure out some way. If I get people like CJ and Bubble Boy in here to kind of, you know, help cover the tracks while I'm huffing and puffing.
Play by play.
Could you do that?
He's cuffing it.
He's coming in. He's going to blow.
He's coming around the mountain when he comes.
And the whole thing only takes 10, 11 minutes. You know, they go through stage 1, 2, and 3. Those are 3 minutes each. Stage 4, they just want you to get to it and be able to, you know, still be functional. So that you don't have to do the full 3 minutes. A minute or two at stage 4.
Hey, if I go a minute or two, that's plenty. Ask anyone.
Absolutely.
Okay, more coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Get up. We're gone.
Where?
Maldives.
The Maldives? I don't even know where that is.
Indian Ocean. It's beautiful.
The natives there, are they friendly?
You need to worry about the natives, Tiny. Natives need to worry about you. Come on. We got a plane to catch.
Ah, yes, the Maldives. Vinny Two Tanks just got back from there. He had a great time on the Carpi Nova. Agnes and the gang from Explore Ventures, Jerry Beatty. You'll hear from him next week as we continue our coverage of that cool event that I didn't get to go to. Don't get me worked up. The doctors say they want me to be calm. They want me to, you know, lay low, chill for a few weeks, recover from this open heart bypass surgery that I now share and common with my buddy Eric Douglas. But I'll tell you, Eric, did you have trouble, you know, keeping your cool there for a few weeks? Because, you know, they told me, like, don't get worked up. And, you know, the modern marvels being that they are, there's some, you know, things they did to me that, you know, could create problems. You know, the fact that they replaced my heart with a monkey heart and stuff like that. But, you know, I'm not supposed to get worked up. And lo and behold, CJ is here in the studio. And you broke Santa.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, we have our little Santa Claus, you know, ornament that hangs from one of the microphones, and it it broke in 1,000 pieces.
Not anymore.
You're making me angry. Ah, I knew it. Take that. Just throw my poo at you.
I can't believe he lasted this long. He's been up there for years.
True.
All that's left on the mic arm is a little tiny little ornament holder that says Made in China.
Yeah.
Santa has bit the big one.
Well,
I just posted a picture on Facebook.
Yeah, you did? And what did you say? What did you say?
Well, you'll see. I said feeling emotional. End of an era.
Santa is gone.
Santa has...
Has left the building.
Yeah.
Hmm. Jerry the Diver Guy is joining us, though, on Skype. Jerry, how you doing, buddy? Where you been, man? What's going on? Yeah.
Hello, Gerald.
Yeah, you're having some intranet issues there in the mountains of Virginia today. Is that the problem?
Well, that's the joys of living in the mountains.
Yeah, that's the joy. So I see he's connected via Skype so I can see him. He's in his car. I can't see his hand, so I know that it's probably they're wrapped around a mason jar. But he's
in the
driving.
Car. Be careful.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say, I don't think he's driving. He might have a designated driver. Yeah, yeah.
We got a sober driver.
So yeah, okay. So his car has Wi-Fi, but his house doesn't.
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. How are you connected?
Fair point.
He got Skype somehow.
I've got on my tablet, and it is a Verizon network.
Uh-huh.
So.
Okay. All right. Well, it's good to see you and hear you and all that kind of good stuff. So, but you joined us just in time to get this terrible news that Santa is dead.
Oh, my God.
Break out the super glue.
There's not
this
super
is beyond
glue
super glue.
This is shattered.
There's
into
no coming back
a
from
million
this.
Pieces.
Oh, poor
oh my
Santa.
God.
Mm. Oh,
yeah, I'll give you this picture and you can put it on scubaradio.com.
Okay.
Maybe.
Well, we'll
memoriam.
Yeah, we've had that thing for years, CJ.
I know. I'll get another one.
I cannot believe it's been there for those many years and you broke it. Shame on you.
It just fell.
All those memories shattered.
It just fell right off the...
No drunken Santa no more.
Well, you know, I kind of wonder if there's some symbolism there.
Wow.
Could there be?
Nah.
Oh. Well, he did kind of adopt the sailor.
Yeah, I mean, he's year-round, really.
He's been wearing, you know, more kind of like sailing garb. Actually, I'm not real sure. It could have been a Santa suit that's just faded over time and gotten kind of brown and dirty.
Urine-stained.
Yeah, it could be. But anyway, all right. So, you know, Eric has been talking about his return to dive. Did we cover that base well enough, Eric? Or were there any other little tidbits or elements that you'd like to share that
I
can look
actually
forward
wanted to
to
answer the question that we then went off on a tangent. Actually, the first probably couple months, I found myself a lot more agitated. And the temper was a whole lot faster.
Wait. You were agitated. You'd get agitated. Did you start having monkey thoughts?
No.
We had just cleaned up that mess last week. And look at this.
Well, you know, he's drying out, so that's agitation enough.
Well, good point. I don't know. Was that part of it, Eric, you think? No.
Probably. the temper was a lot faster and a lot higher than it usually is. I'm pretty a laid back person, and the first couple months, and I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was just hormones in the body after the surgery, or it was just pain and not sleeping well, or what. But it I was a little more agitated. So CJ, don't take it personally that it just smacked you upside the head.
Okay.
Yeah. Or that.
I'll accept it.
Or I'd throw stuff at you. Right between the eyes.
Ah!
How dare you kill Santa? Oh, I'm feeling you. I'm feeling you.
He's
Eric.
Turning red.
Yeah, I'm getting a little agitated. Yeah, you know, I don't think you had that monkey element that they threw at me. But,
no.
Hey, it got me out of the hospital 2 days early when the nurses were tired of throwing my poo
at
them. So,
was it worth it?
Oh, yeah, I'm glad to be out of there. Yeah. So, you know, you got to take the good with the bad. You know, and I just let Bubble Boy clean it all up. He's not here this week, though. That's what's going to be.
Yeah, I was lucky. I wasn't there when you were throwing all the stuff.
Yeah.
I heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
That happened after I left.
Leftover monkey poo.
Yeah. But I'll keep that in mind. I mean, honestly, other than, you know, what CJ just did, I haven't really felt much different as far as like being angry or anything like that. So,
and you may not.
Yeah. But that didn't, I mean, you know, you got in the water. That probably calmed it down, though, didn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I mean, the last few months I think I've been fine, although maybe if you ask my wife, she'll give you a different story. But
sure.
But then they always do. But no, it certainly, the relief of getting in the water and being able to dive again was, it felt good on a lot of different levels. It felt good just to be weightless again. You know,
yes. Yeah.
The feeling that we lucky divers know that the rest of the heathens in the world haven't quite learned yet. That, mm-hmm. that it's just cool to just be weightless and float and just hang out underwater.
Well, I hate the idea of having to wait so long. You know, even if it has to be, you know, if I get the green light to do it as early as a couple of months, it'll be one thing. But still, you know, I'm kind of like, gosh, you know, when you can't do it and you're told you can't do it for a certain period of time, it kind of does annoy the hell out of you.
It yeah, absolutely.
Calm down. Calm down.
Ah! Oh, sorry. Yeah, well.
I thought we were past this.
Yeah, I'm aggressing or something. I don't know. But, yeah, I don't know. I'll get over it. I'll manage. And I'm just trying to get, you know, stronger and better. And maybe when I get it back in the water, it'll feel that much more gratifying, I guess. Maybe we'll do it at DEMA. Eric, you'll join me in the pool. Jerry, the diver guy. We'll get crowd. And I'll dive together in that 20 by 40 foot square, 4 feet down below the surface. It'll count, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, don't make me throw my poo at you. We're coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio with me, Eric Douglas online, as well as Vinny Two Tanks, and Jerry the Diver Guy. And Jerry, I got to ask, you know, obviously you're having some intranet issues today, and you're connected via Skype, but have you been doing some diving? Or have you been doing some training lately, or what? What's going on?
Actually, no, I haven't.
No? Why not?
No, the economy sucks.
Oh, okay. So it's the economy, stupid. I understand. So what do you mean?
Oh, yeah.
It's warm enough to do some diving up there, though, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I plan on getting in the water this week, though.
You do? Okay.
We're gonna do a test out.
You're going to do a test out? What does that mean?
Some new gear. We're going to try the gear out.
Yeah, what kind of stuff are you trying?
Some Sherwood stuff, of course.
You're just going to, like, some new stuff that they're offering or stuff you want to put into your rental type service of mountain divers or what?
Stuff going into the rental program.
Yeah. So you're going to check it out, see if you like it? Or are you going to let some students try it and see how they do with it? Or both?
No. I try everything before I let students do anything with it.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. Eric, what about you? Are you getting some new gear, or are you treating yourself along those lines as well, or are you just getting back into the diving slowly but surely?
Just getting back into the diving slowly but surely. I actually just replaced my underwater camera, though, although it wasn't because I wanted to. It was because I needed to. But just got a new underwater camera. New BCs probably, and a new reg set are probably in my not too distant future.
Yeah, well, maybe at DEMA you'll go scope out some stuff. Yeah, at the DEMA show in Las Vegas, that sounds like a good plan. All right, CJ has a couple little diving tidbits he wants to throw out there on the show today. So we're going to talk about that, and the dive god, Mr. Neil Watson, is going to join us, as well as some other stuff with Vinny Two Tanks. So stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
My name is Alexa from South Wales.
Well, okay.
If you like going down like me, then here's the man to see. Greg the Dive Master on Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Every time I get high, you wanna come down. Every time I wanna get down, get down, get down.
Yeah, it won't come soon enough before I get the green light to go dive again after this little bump in the road. But it'll happen. It could happen at the DEMA show. We'll work it out, see what the doc says this week, and I'll report back accordingly on the big show. Now, CJ is in the studio with me. Now, there were a couple things you wanted to throw out there today that you saw that crossed your, you know, came up on your radar from a diving perspective. So these are things that you want to do or places you want to dive or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, for sure.
So what is it? Tell me.
Well, the first cool thing I saw was from one of the dive magazines. I think it was Scuba Diver magazine.
Okay, we'll go
on Facebook. So it was a video
yeah.
of a friendly dolphin in Tahiti that the dolphin and her calf would swim up to divers and let them rub her belly.
Really? So as
swim, and I watched it like 50 times.
How about that? So it was like JoJo in Belize. JoJo, the famous dolphin. Have you heard of JoJo?
No.
Eric, you know about JoJo, right? I don't know if Jerry the Diver guy does, if Eric doesn't. Haven't you guys heard of JoJo?
I have heard of
JoJo.
Yeah. I mean, JoJo's a very famous dolphin down there in Belize
yeah.
that this guy befriended, and he'd show up, you know, when he'd see divers in the water, come up and swim up to them and be very, very friendly.
Like a puppy.
Like a puppy. But this one is where? Where is this
Tahiti.
One? Tahiti. I have not heard about this one.
Yeah.
So this one actually swims up to the folks and then turns over her belly.
Yeah, they start rubbing her back, and then
yeah,
she
I saw
flips
the video.
Over. Yeah,
and cool? What's her name? What?
They just call her Touch Me.
Touch Me. Yeah, that was very creative. But Touch Me, the dolphin in Tahiti. I have not heard
yeah.
of Touch Me. I don't know.
Maybe they're fans of The Doors.
Touch me, baby.
Thank you. It took a second, but he's back, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Sharp as ever.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a slight delay.
There it is.
Mm-hmm. he's pulling up a picture. There he is. Oh, that's JoJo. Okay. That's JoJo is in Belize. I've heard rumors that JoJo's not down there anymore. Or maybe it's like a second generation or third generation JoJo. I don't know. But it's a famous dolphin.
JoJo Jr.
Could be. Could be. So
I just thought that was really cool.
Yeah, that is. That'd
be a cool thing
nice.
To see, you know.
I've actually, you know, been out there underwater. I guess it was in the Turks and Caicos on one of the Explorer Ventures liveaboards, and I had had a dolphin swim up to us.
Yeah, I was on that dive.
Oh, you? That was you?
Yeah.
No, you weren't the dolphin.
No, but I was a little ahead of you.
Yeah.
And I heard your rattler,
yep,
your noisemaker,
right.
And I turned around. I go, cool, he's spotted a shark or something cool. And I saw this big shape cruising up over your shoulder. I go, cool, shark. And I, wait a minute, that's not a shark.
Well, they said it was a male migration season when we were there that time, and to keep a ear open for whale sounds. And sure enough, I did hear some whale sounds, but then I look at in the distance, I was like, oh my God, that's a dolphin.
Yeah.
And it was a little far off. And I was like, you know, typically noises will scare the critters away, but this one seemed a little strange. He was swimming off by himself, and so I used my rattler to see if
he had rabies.
Well, thank you for that uplifting thought. But
there was no foam around the mouth.
Yes, but it would have washed off. We wouldn't have seen it. Now he mentions it. We could have died. But you know, I used my rattler to see if it stoke its interest, and sure enough, it did.
I remember that as
and
if
he,
it were
he came
yesterday.
In and checked us out. He didn't stay around very long. But
he came right up to me, right in front of me.
Yeah.
Stopped, looked at me, went, what's up?
No,
and
he was thinking, I can tell you, I can read their mind, but he swam right up there. He looked at you and said, can I eat him?
No.
Well, that's what he decided. But at first,
he was thinking male mating season.
Oh, that's true.
That's what it was.
I'll take that as a compliment. Dolphins dig me.
Okay. Yeah. That's a little disturbing.
Oh, he was going to dig you, all right.
Jeez.
Stop
they
it,
are
Gerald.
The most,
Gerald, stop it.
What is it? I, you know, dolphins are like the most sexually active
amorous,
animals.
Very
or
amorous.
Something like that. Or I hear this.
He was into the mermaids we had that trip. I remember that.
The dolphin was?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Remember what happened?
No.
Me being the air hog I am and was.
Yeah.
Ran out of air way before they did. Mm-hmm. So I went up on the boat. And then as we were taking our gear off, was it Denise and Abby, I think?
Yeah, Denise and Abby were on there.
And yep. They were still in the water, and the dolphin was circling them like, hey, what's up, ladies?
Maybe. I don't remember this.
I do.
Yeah. It sounds vaguely familiar, but I probably had blocked it out like a lot of other things.
But, yeah, so that was cool. And actually, I have a picture of it at home in the studio on my wall because Abby turned around and snapped a shot, and it has me and you in silhouette in the background, a real clear shot of the dolphin.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
So weird.
Yeah. So that's one in Tahiti now, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, Vinny just got back from the Maldives, and Vinny, I got to ask you, did you see any dolphins when you're out there? Because I've never seen a dolphin in the Maldives. Did they say
no, anything? I didn't see any.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know if that's... maybe they're not very common in that part of the world. I'm not sure.
We see them in Lauderdale. We see them in the Keys.
Right.
Oh, no, I take it back. I didn't see them, but we saw them from the boat. So some people shot at dolphins. We were out there. Sorry.
They shot dolphins? That's cruel.
No, they shot it. They saw them from... We were on the boat, and somebody said they saw dolphins in the water.
Yeah, I would think they would have them there somewhere. But on my trips, I've been to the Maldives. It's the one critter I have not seen. Now I think about it. Dolphins are always fun. They are fun animals to snorkel with, especially. Because you can do that over in the Bahamas with the wild spotted dolphins. Spotted bahamas.
That would be cool.
Oh, it's an awesome, awesome trip. If you ever have the opportunity to do that, you need to do it. So that would be something. So you like the dolphin things, but there was one other thing, too. Where was the other one?
I saw a thing on TV about diving in the Keys.
Yeah.
I think it was Key West. And was it Key West Divers, maybe?
Okay.
And if you go
Dive
out with
Key
them,
West. Yeah.
One part of the package is you can also hang out at the yacht club. Use the pool, use the facilities. And they said it was good for if you have a significant other that does not dive like I do. You dive, she can hang out by the pool, you know? And I was like,
what is
that?
Like the marina where the dive boat docks in and out? Is that where you mean?
It looked like it, yeah.
Huh. Well, yeah, that sounds kind of nice.
Yeah.
We got to
do that.
So that would be for the non-diving spouse when you're out there.
Or when you're done.
You can go
and you want to go hang
club.
Out in the pool, yeah.
That'd be pretty sweet. I kind of like that idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
VIP style.
VIP. That's what so you're looking towards trying to do a pampered type of dive adventure is what you're, what you're saying. Like the Maldives, which is kind of like that.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
The one that you didn't go on.
Yeah, exactly. The one that Vinny went to. Vinny, this is your opportunity to really rub it into us. I mean, was that like your best trip ever as far as a dive platform, you think, or what?
Oh yeah, that boat was outstanding. No doubt, it was great.
Yeah, so we should be extremely jealous. Is that all you're going to say? I mean, I would be rubbing it in, like, oh my god, guys.
Well,
you are such losers.
He's taking it easy on you.
I know he's taking it too easy.
You're a heart patient, for God's sakes.
Yeah, good point.
Well, I do have liveaboard lag really badly.
Liveaboard lag. Okay. Yeah. Well, and the kicker is this
Throwing
was his,
it all that way.
His, this was his fifth trip with Explorer Ventures in the sixth.
That's right.
I'm really tired. I just flew halfway around the world. I was.
Yeah, that's a big advantage of Explorer Venture. If you go on five trips, they give you the sixth trip free.
So his next liveaboard trip is free, dudes.
How about that?
God.
Yeah. Now we're starting to feel the pain, aren't we?
Yeah, it burns.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, so you got plans to where you're going to spend that sixth trip there, Vinny, or no?
I'm going to call Explorer Ventures and discuss it with them, sure, because if I sign up within 30 days, I get 5% off my next trip, and, you know.
Wow.
There's lots of advantages if you work with them.
Well, you know, right now, they are doing their crazy, insane specials. I saw that pop up on Facebook. So
those are phenomenal.
They run.
If you ever wanted to go on a liveaboard, I highly stress you get one of those if they're still available. They usually sell out really quick, but if there's any room left and you want to go on a trip, they are a great deal.
Well, I think I just saw it pop up yesterday on Facebook or the day before at the latest. So call up Explore Ventures, check out what they got going on, or go to exploreventures.com. Because it'll be well worth your while to, you know, go to the Maldives and then come home and rub it into all your friends.
That was the one that we saw the dolphin, right? That was Explore Ventures.
Yeah, that was Turks and Caicos boat.
Oh, my
right?
God.
Yeah.
They so go, great. They
have, yeah. We're going to go back. The tough thing is which place, what will be my first liveaboard back? You know, it might be easier to do the Turks and Caicos, but I'm tempted to run right back over to the Maldives. And
what I want you to do, too, is plan the next Scuba Pro one.
Yeah, so you get more stuff, more swag. I don't blame them.
Scuba Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
How many times have you heard your diver friends say it's been a while since their last dive? Let your buddies know how easy they can get back in the water with the all-new PADI Reactivate program. Reactivate is designed to give divers the confidence to get back in the water by refreshing fundamental skills and dive principles. Reactivated divers will receive a PADI replacement certification card, and you get your dive buddy back. Contact your local PADI dive center, resort, or instructor to refresh your scuba skills with PADI Reactivate today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Now, their new study shows that more Americans are killed when they're taking pictures with their dopey machines than are killed by sharks, Miller.
You know what's really dangerous, Billy? Sharks taking selfies. Now, I was in Manhattan around a month ago, and I saw a thresher shark over on 6th, right near, you know, that donut shop across from Fox.
Baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark.
Everyone say, come on.
Mommy shark, do-do-do-do-do, mommy shark, do-do-do-do-do, mommy shark, do.
Oh boy.
Daddy shark, daddy shark, daddy shark, daddy shark.
Grandma shark, grandma shark, grandma shark, grandma shark.
I think I threw up a little in my mouth. That's just, if I'm going to feel miserable on this recovery, you might as well share the pain. Right?
That's right.
All right. To help us out in that regard, we got the dive guide on the phone, Mr. Neil Watson. How are you, Neil, buddy?
Well,
I'm yet ready to dive down and mend my broken heart.
Okay, that's something for, Johnny Cash.
That's something for the Scuba Radio to work on.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, we can do that. I believe that would be an upgrade for sure. There's no question about it. But, Neil, it's good to hear your voice, my friend.
Hey, better to hear yours, my friend.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, you know.
Actually, I was just talking to Slate a couple of minutes ago, our buddy Joel from
Cuba.
Our Cuban American guide is down diving with Slate. He got so excited about diving when we were down in Cuba. He got certified.
Good for him.
He's down this weekend diving with Slate. That's awesome. Trade out for Cuban cigars, so Slate is over the moon.
Very nice. He's cleaning up big time. Yeah, well, that sounds like good. Yeah, I was going to call Captain Slate this week. I still haven't called everybody that I know. I mean, I know there's some people that are outside our realm of communication, or they're doing their own little thing. I mean, I talked to Bob Evans from Force Fins this week. He didn't know what had happened. And, of course, that conversation ended up going from 5 minutes to at least an hour on the phone. But, I got to have a few more of those conversations. I know Slate knows, but there's a bunch of people I need to call. But I've been trying to, conserve my voice. And as you can see, I haven't had much luck in that regard just yet. You hear what I'm saying, Neil? I'm sure you
do. Well, I know. And you know what? I would like to find out how many friends I have. But I don't think I want to have a heart attack to do it, too.
Yeah, that ain't worth it. Well, I didn't have a heart attack. I just, almost did.
Gave us a heart attack.
That's true. You got to, actually, you kind of lucked out because you caught it before you had that. And thank God and God bless, man.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly. And same goes for Eric. I belong to this exclusive club now. What do we call this, Eric? The Second Chance Club? Is that what it is? Or is there an official term?
Team Second Chance. It's the Second Chance Club.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll just see what we do with that.
I was good to hear from you.
I was just calling like Greg the Dive Master 2.0. figuring that it'd be like an upgrade. They installed a monkey heart in me. Neil, you knew this, right?
No, but I'm not surprised. So what happened? Throw it at me. Whatever it is.
Yeah, well,
what's the punchline?
Oh, there you go. Yeah. That's one of the side effects. Yeah, I have a tendency to throw my poo. But, not much difference.
Eric did say you would get agitated. So that makes sense now you're doing that.
That was more an affectionate kind of thing.
Oh.
Yeah, that really was. That was just because he's a good friend.
I put my stink on you.
Oh, boy. Sorry, Neil. Anyway, you got to help me. Yeah, what? What were you going to say?
No, I'm just saying. Your voice is back good. You're sounding good. I talked to you a couple of days after the hospital. You were at the hospital, but, I could hardly understand you, but you were telling jokes, and I thought that was a good sign.
Well, it can't hurt, I figure. Except unless, I laugh. It does kind of hurt when I laugh. But very seldom do I say something funny that I'm going to laugh at. So we'll leave that at that. However, I got to focus on what's next. I'm looking at what is going to be my first dive. And one of the things I'm thinking is I may find out Thursday a little bit more solid on my timeline back to diving, and it might be very feasible for me to return in time for DEMA and make the first dive in the Go Dive Now pool at the DEMA show in Vegas. What do you think of that? Would that be fun?
Well, unless they have the dunk tank, I think that would be outrageous.
Well, the dunk tank would be fun, too, but they'll have the Go Dive Now pool. I can jump in there.
No, that would work. That would work. I'll join you.
Yeah, well, that's what I was getting at. Neil to help out. Eric is in. Jerry will do it.
Really?
Yeah, we'll just get it. We'll fill
it.
Put as many people in that pool as possible.
Let's see. That pool is, 5 feet deep?
Right. Four.
4 feet.
Yeah.
So if we do... 130 dives to the bottom, we can break my depth record.
Hey! Now we got a plan,
and you don't have to worry about getting lost.
True, navigation isn't going to be an issue. Yeah, well, we got that problem with the blue.
No deco time.
That's right, no deco time. But we got that issue with the blue dye.
Right.
What are we going to do about the blue
dye?
But
you will tweak your ears.
Yes, you could tweak your ears, but we got to watch out for the blue dye. But if we all go at once,
could be a problem.
That's right. Oh, boy. Okay, just in the nick of time, we're going to end
the
show.
Dive, just get the alcohol afterwards.
Yeah, okay. Well, that sounds like a good dive plan. Not. But, okay, that'll have to do for now. All right, we'll see. We're getting a little loopy. Finishing out the show just in the nick of time. Till next time, though, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Down under.
Yeah, well, down where it's wetter. That's what it is. Under, well, that'll work, too. Safe diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.